Hi, is this Margaret?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Margaret. It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Can you hang on 1 second, please? I apologize.
No problem. I'm right here.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay.
$15 per box. Uh-huh. It's a one-week order time to get it in, and Rogers was $63 per box.
Okay. The only thing I think with ordering it with Bella Vista, well, I might be able to order it using my notes or discount and the cards.
Lisa, I apologize. I have like 1,000 things going on, but that's okay. You've got my full attention now.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to take up a lot of your time. I just wanted to have a quick chat with you regarding the process and how it's going to work, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. So first of all, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. First of all, let me know what is the estimated deadline or time frame in order to, you know, complete the book?
So the manuscript is finished, but in terms of getting the professional product in my hand, Daniel and I had talked about May the 1st.
Okay, May the 1st, okay. All right, that sounds like a reasonable amount of time for us to have the editing completed. Now let me ask you this. What do you think is lacking in your manuscript for which you've taken up the editing services?
So they actually gave me a sample edit, and it was pretty minimal what they had done, but they did italicize some of the scripture verses. Mm-hmm. They also made bold the scripture references.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are 29 chapters to this book, and with, you know, introduction, conclusion, and then 27 miracles. Each miracle is a chapter. So they just did one. Some of the chapters are longer than the others. I want a professional to look at it. I want it proofread. So they've added a couple of words here and there in the sample edit that they did. I'm going to say, and I don't know that I was, you know, I certainly didn't know how to get in and actually do the edits that they recommended, and so I wasn't familiar with that process. So I don't know that I saw everything, but I thought what they did was good, although minimal.
Okay. All right. Now, see, sometimes we get customers who do not want their content to be completely rephrased or changed. So that's the reason why I wanted to have this discussion with you, whether you would like to go for minimal edits. Like, for example, if you go for line editing, that will include the formatting, punctuation, grammatical errors, spell check, and as you said, the bolding and the italicizing scripture verses. That will all be included in the formatting part, okay? So that will be like a basic compliance check where we are not rephrasing anything that you have written or not expanding it, but only doing a compliance check and checking out the spelling mistakes, typo, and all of that, you know, like the basic editing and bringing the book into a particular shape.
Right. And I guess what I thought was that I would be working alongside the editors, that they would make their recommendations, send them over to me, and I would either accept or reject them.
That is correct. That is correct. But before they do that, I just wanted to specify whether we are going for line editing or we are going for developmental editing. Now, developmental editing, it's a completely different process. Let me explain that to you as well. Now, in developmental editing, what happens is that, first of all, we will evaluate your entire book, read it, and provide you a critical evaluation report in terms of the structure and the transition and the flow of the entire book. So they'll provide you their recommendations, suggestions as to what we can change or fix and talk about the strengths and the weaknesses of the book. Once that is, the report is ready, I send that to you and then you either approve or reject the suggestions that they have provided. So whatever you have approved, then we will start to implement that. That'll be like phase two of developmental editing. We'll implement all the recommendations that you have approved. Of course, we'll be sending you drafts like every 4 days and with the edits and suggestions from our end on the manuscript, and you can just review them, either comment on the same Word file or provide us comments, you know, in a written form, numbering, listing down the pages or whatsoever. I mean, that's completely up to you how you want to send in your revision comments. Now, once that is done, then right at the end, once we have completed all the recommendations and suggestions in terms of implementing them on the manuscript, then finally we'll do a compliance check thoroughly on the entire manuscript. You know, the compliance check that I spoke about. So in this process, of course, the content of the book will get modified. You know, it will get changed. So if you are too protective about the content not being changed, this is the right time for you to just tell me that, you know what, I want to go for line editing, in which we'll just do a basic compliance check. But on the other hand, when it's – go ahead.
I want the book to be the best that it can possibly be.
Okay.
And I don't want changes made without my approval, but I'm certainly not opposed to changes if it makes the book better, just provided that I have an opportunity to say, yes, I want this, or no, I don't.
Of course, of course. You know, the last call will be yours. Whatever we are doing on the manuscript, we will run it by you. You either approve it or you reject it. Whatever you reject, we are not going to work on that anymore. We just dropped that idea. So it will all be in collaboration with you. So I'm assuming that we can go for an editorial report first, you know, have the team review the complete manuscript, see if they can find any loopholes, any, you know, weaknesses in the manuscript that may need improvements. Let's run that by you, and then you can decide whether you want to go for just simple edits or you want to take up their recommendations. What do you think?
I think that's fine, you know, provided that this is included in what I've paid for.
Of course that is. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, all right. Okay, then that settles it. Let me get you the editorial report first. It's going to take initially like 6 to 7 working days for them to, you know, read the manuscript thoroughly and come up with the editorial suggestions. Once I submit that to you, you will be receiving a draft every 4 days, okay?
Okay. And I'm sorry, how long does it take me to get the first correspondence from you?
6 to 7 days, because they'll have to read the manuscript.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Okay, then. That is all sorted. One more thing. I guess I informed you about that. You will be receiving some title suggestions as well once they submit the editorial report, okay? So, you know, maybe you can select one of the suggestions that they provide, or maybe we can come up with something else. Because we'll have to lock the title, you know, before we start editing and formatting the book. The title has to be finalized. Okay?
What did you think of the title that I wrote?
I think that is a good title, but maybe we can, you know, optimize it a bit in terms of the keywords and ranking.
I think that's good. I had originally wanted it to be A Physician Examines the Healing Miracles of Jesus, but there's a book out there called A Physician Examines the Miracles of Jesus. So it's just too close. It's just too close. And that's why I came up with The Healing Miracles of Jesus, A Physician and Her Faith.
Yeah, that sounds more effective and impactful as compared to the initial title. But we can always, you know, work around this and modify it more. And, of course, we can use it as a title and a subtitle sort of a way, too. You know, a lot of books have two subtitles, one subtitle, a main title, and then a subheading. So that would work, too. I mean, I'm sure we can, you know, be creative about that.
Okay, good.
Okay, all right. I think, Margaret, that's pretty much it from my end, unless you have any questions for me so far.
No, I'm just really excited that you're going to be working on this, and I'm really excited to get that first edit in 6 to 7 days.
Likewise.
Do you think that we can meet the deadline of May the 1st?
Well, we'll try our best. That depends on the edits. Now, see, if after the evaluation there are extensive edits that are required in the book and you agree with those, then, of course, we will have to do something about the deadline. But if it's just
right.
like, you know, minimal edits and if you're only doing the compliance check, that can be done within the time frame that you've provided. So we can meet the initial deadline if we are going for option two. But if there are
okay.
extensive edits, we will have to talk about the deadline again. But I'll let
right.
you know either
right.
way.
Right.
Okay?
Good. And you got the manuscript?
Yes, of course. I got it. So no
Good.
Worries on that. Yeah. Now, once we finalize the manuscript, only then we'll be able to print and ship the copies to you. We'll be sending you one copy first. Once you look at it and approve it, then we'll be sending you the remaining 99. Sounds good?
Yes. Well, and of course, we have to have a cover.
Yes, the cover. Now, once we finalize the title, I can send you two initial concepts from our end, you know, from our designing team, and, you know, maybe we can take things from there, and then you can let us know whether you want to select any one of those, or if you have any other suggestions or concepts or any reference covers that you want to send in, any examples, so you can do that. Feel free to do that.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Okay. All right. So that's about it, Margaret. I guess we have covered everything. And
okay,
I welcome
great.
You on board again.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I'm
All
looking
right.
forward to working with you.
Likewise. I'm very excited to be a part of this project. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, Margaret, you have yourself a wonderful day. I'll keep in touch, and I will let you know when you're getting your initial draft. All right?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.